This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Planting native species is a good thing, and there are plenty of nurseries that offer good native stock. I have links from gardenbite.com. I've grown some myself. In fact, I planted Prairie Smoke a couple of years ago, and it's gorgeous now. But I also enjoy new cultivars. The one thing we have to understand is that there is always a trade-off of some sort. While you can have a spectacular rose, you may lose some of its fragrance. Or perhaps you get a disease-resistant tomato that lacks that full flavor you love. That said, there are some great choices to attract bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds to your garden. A native flower that pollinators love is the Eastern Purple Coneflower. This one is disease-resistant and still lovely. Recently, someone asked me about hummingbird attractors. They were looking for annuals specifically. The color red will certainly catch the hummer's eye. Petunias and fuchsias are high on the list. So is salvia. I would also add some fantastic perennials, such as honeysuckle vine. I'll have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com. Hummers really like tubular-shaped flowers. Cardinal flowers, which are native, are gorgeous and perfect for the rain garden. They like their soil damp. Cardinal flower, also known as columbine, in particular the native yellow and red, Aquilegia canadensis, will attract those little jewels to the garden. They'll handle full sun to shade and sandy loam soils, and they're deer resistant. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.